Monday, November 26th, 5-4-3-2-1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The G20 meeting begins in Argentina Monday and ends December 1st. The G20 is 10 years old and was created for the purpose of major economies getting on the same page with one another to craft a solution to the financial crisis that we called the Great Recession. Their effort was a success. There was coordinated central bank monetary policy and joint cooperation that I do not think they can regenerate today. America first is an every man for himself attitude when the ship is going down. If there is a joint communique from this meeting, it will be a very watered-down version of what has been consensus of cooperation in the past. In May, President Trump rejected the joint statement they intended to issue from the more exclusive G7 meeting. APEC failed to approve a joint statement. If we were to have a serious global financial breakdown today, it is almost assured that the major economies would not be led by the U.S. toward a coordinated recovery. Instead, Trump would see a global recession as something to be taken advantage of to advance U.S. hegemony. The new attitude would be that the worse it would get for everyone else, the better off that we are. That is a very superficial, shallow perception of what is good for the U.S., as it will contribute to the coming world disorder. That will make the world an even more dangerous place. The primary confrontation at the G20 summit will come between the U.S. and China as Trump and Xi Jinping meet. This face-to-face meeting has been held out as an opportunity to at least arrange a ceasefire in the trade war between the two trading partners. Bulls are hoping for even more. Donald says that China wants a deal. But do they want one enough to concede to the demands that they do a remake of how they restructure their economy and do business there? Or will he concede to less for something that he will call a major win, which he desperately needs politically right now? We should have answers to questions like that before the week is over. While a joint communique would be a modest success, many would take the show of restraint where the next round of $200 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods is not imposed by Trump as the most constructive outcome. Is it a trade war at its worst, or could it become a Cold War? Frankly, we hope not. Trump says that he was preparing his entire life for this moment, but has to have a deal in order to declare himself the hero. It is in China's interest to make Trump the hero without having to give him everything. The likelihood of a complete success in these trade talks or a complete failure are both low, so it'll come down to the spin. Crude oil was starting the week with a hook reversal. Trump said that he wished oil prices would fall further, which alarmed frackers who would run out of a profit below $50 a barrel. In other words, lower oil prices from current levels would be self-defeating, causing a general curtailment in production. I'll also point out again that the United States has become oil price neutral relative to the impact on our economy. We now produce our own oil and gas domestically, so the money stays in the country. The ethanol industry was not doing well despite low corn prices because of RIN waivers when oil prices were high. The ethanol industry doesn't seem to quite get the danger that it is in. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. President Trump has not been one bit happy about the Federal Reserve continuing to increase interest rates and has let his opinion be heard. This is one thing that I actually agree with him on. I think that recent interest rate hikes were warranted but are enough to keep inflation in check. Rate hikes have put the CRB index into a downtrend, becoming disinflationary. They need to stop and hold and let them have their effect. More rate hikes would turn the boom into a recession by 2020, and that is not the intent of the Fed. Trump has gone so far as to express dissatisfaction with Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, who he blames higher interest rates on, for recommending Jerome Powell be appointed by Trump as Fed chairman. Nothing is ever his fault. Trump got his tax cut, which was pure fiscal stimulus to boost the economy, on borrowed money. Then the Fed raises rates, which counters the fiscal stimulus, like having one foot on the gas and the other on the brake. The Fed will screw up Trump's economy. He considers the Fed interest rate policy to be a threat to his economy and is right about that. Trump has not cut spending. He has added another $2 trillion to the federal debt, and the cost of servicing the entire debt becomes an ever more burdensome portion of the budget. Powell addresses the Economic Club of New York Wednesday, which would be an opportunity to signal any change in interest rate policy. A footnote on the chicken market. The meat protein that has hit a wall relative to demand this fall was the broiler industry. They had been relentlessly expanding chick sets and found that they could do something they didn't think possible, exceed demand. They have product buildup in cold storage that they could not sell despite the low price. They are responding now accordingly by reducing chick sets, attempting to throttle back slightly to let demand catch up. Chicken is obviously the cheap meat, but pork and beef are competitive too. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-227-1110.